Let us now turn, therefore, to read God's Word. And our reading this morning is in the Old Testament and in the book of Psalms and in Psalm 71. Psalm 71. Let us read and hear God's Word. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in Thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me and save me. Be Thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for Thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By Thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art He that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of Thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but Thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with Thy praise and with Thine honour all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that wait for me shall, and they that wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise Thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth Thy righteousness and Thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of Thy righteousness, even of Thine only. O God, Thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared Thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have shown Thy strength unto this generation, and Thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto Thee? Thou, who hath shown me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise Thee with the psaltery, even Thy truth, O my God. Unto Thee will I sing with the harp, O Thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto Thee, and my soul which Thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of Thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, that seek my hurt. Amen, and may God add His blessing and give to us all understanding in that reading of His own holy and inspired Word. We continue our worship singing, this time from a portion of Psalm 46. Psalm 46 and verses 1 through 5, the first four stanzas. God is our refuge and our strength, in straits a present aid. Therefore, although the earth remove, we will not be afraid. Though hills amidst the seas be cast, though waters roaring make, and troubled be, yea, though the hills by swelling seas do shake. A river is whose streams do glad the city of our God, the holy place wherein the Lord Most High hath His abode. God in the midst of her doth dwell. Nothing shall her remove. The Lord to her an helper will, and that right early prove. Psalm 46 verses 1 through 5, 4 stanzas. God is our refuge and our strength. Would you turn with me this morning to the portion we've read there of the book of Psalms and Psalm 71. One moment. Shall we turn to Psalm 71 then? And I want us to think of the way in which this psalm speaks about and addresses the problems, some of the problems at least, that arise from old age. We find time and again references to age, the problems he's going through, where he is. Simple problems that are with us still and that are seen round about us. Verse 9 there, he says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. A very simple description of what we all know the advancing years brings. And then verse 18 again. Now also when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. The psalmist speaks about the way in which he had a good, privileged upbringing. Verse 5, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. From early years he had been taught the good things of the Christian faith and of trusting in Jehovah God. He had been taught and given a good foundation on which to build his life. And he sought to live according to that teaching and instruction. And now he's advanced in his years. He's come to the sunset days. And still, he is engaged in a battle. Still, he is tormented by his enemies. And he is simply confirming to us what every Christian already knows. That spiritual battle and conflict is part and parcel of the Christian life. There's no exceptions. There's no green channel. There's no easy way. Paul writing again, an old man writing to encourage and to give counsel to a young person to take his place, to young Timothy, a man of tender spirit and of reserve and often withdrawing out of conflict. A contrast with Paul, but Paul gives him advice and he says, the godly, wherever they are found, the godly will be persecuted. Each stage and each phase, each portion of the Christian life has its own range of dangers and temptations. Paul again writing to Timothy says, flee youthful lusts. There are these passions, these risings up within the young heart and with the energy and enthusiasm of youth behind them that have to be addressed and curtailed by the teaching of Scripture. Move on, and we've got pride of achievement in middle age years, and always there's the danger of pride coming on the coattails of success. There's also accompanying it the danger of self-confidence. Look at what I've achieved and what I have accomplished. And then we move into old age. And old age has its own troubles and problems that this psalm addresses. It doesn't get any easier to live as a Christian when the years fall by us. In fact, it possibly is the opposite. It is harder to live, or at least it's more difficult to live when the years go on, because, like the psalmist says it in Psalm 25. He's there again, a psalm written from older years, looking back on younger years. And he says, Lord, forgive the sins of my youth. And why does he select them and pick them out? Because, simply, they have been troublesome to him. Problems of old age. Perhaps the psalmist does what we do. We look back. And we can look back, every one of us here this morning, and we're aware perhaps of rash and maybe even hasty, immature younger days. Even now, our minds go back over many years to catch the shadow of something we did long time past. And perhaps that sin casts its long shadow right up to where we are today. Memory. Memory is indeed a great gift. And we need to have it stimulated in the proper way. But there are also some parts of our memory that we would prefer to leave alone. But the devil is not that choosy. The devil will dust down past years even, and he will exploit them against us. He will draw us back time and time again to something or other in the foolishness of our youth perhaps. And he will always seek to spoil our joy, ruin our effectiveness, and to bring dishonor on our Lord. And we can recall at his prompting things perhaps that bring shame or a blush to us before we became Christian. Problems of old age. So, if we're engaged in a spiritual battle on this scale, what ought we to do? Here is an old man, and he gives us a good pattern to follow. He doesn't gather his friends and tell his friends and seek to get the help of his friends. He's learned something very important through his life. He's learned that the best way of dealing with these things is to get alone with God. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. He shuts the door on his life, and he gets alone with his God and takes these troubles and problems with him, and he rehearses. We've said it so often, he presses the rewind button on his life and his memory, and he goes back over the things that God has shown himself to be to this man. He goes back over the experiences he had from the hand of God, the good things, the way God has been kind and gracious to him. He comes to such a God and he pours his heart out. These things that are disturbing him and troubling him now. These things that have got a shadow and the dust of antiquity about them. But they still trouble the Christian then. And yes, they can trouble the Christian now also. We have this access to God in the same way as David had. Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that we have a great high priest who sympathizes with us, who understands what we're going through and is able to help us in the midst of these, the very problems that burden us. So let us follow that pattern that he gives us and that we have there in Hebrews 4. To be alone with our God. To bring before our God and to speak with him in a regular, in a familiar, but also in a reverent and respectful way. To speak with our God of the things that cause us trouble and are our companions even in sunset days. So what then are the problems of old age? If we can take them on a human level, material, physical level, and seek their counterpart in the spiritual domain. Three simple things that come to us out of this psalm. In old age, we look for protection and safety. When you're old, you want protection and safety. Secondly, when you're old, one of the problems that come to you is loneliness. You're on your own more than you were once. And out of that loneliness, there's a third problem. There's a problem of usefulness. Oh, what's the use of my life now? Here I am, I can get out only for a short time every other day. What can I do now? And that question about usefulness comes right up to the surface. Problems. So let's see how this psalm addresses them and deals with them. First of all, protection. Old age, yes, it brings its growing sense of our own limitations. We're not as confident as we once were. It creeps up on us. It makes its presence known. Old age makes its presence known upon us little by little by little. And because we're so unaware of it, only when something dramatic arises, only when something crucial suddenly breaks into our experience, then do we realize just how much we've gone down. We're no longer what we once were. Mature years. Yes, we can paint them well. And we can speak of them with the dignity of old age and grey hairs and such like. But also we've got to remember that mature years are years of physical limitation. And in the midst of that limitation, we can look for physical support. It's a good thing to go back and see the picture of Scripture, the lovely images that are given to us there in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. There in chapter 12 is a description given of old age. The keepers, the arms are not what they once were. The strong men, your legs aren't as robust as they once were. The grinders, your teeth are become few. Familiar activity, things that you once did now are a distant memory. You're short on sleep and you're an early riser. You're afraid of high things and of long journeys. There it is given in all of its picturesque beauty. Ecclesiastes 12. But also it's a vivid picture of the limitations that age brings. There you have the picture of a grasshopper that is deemed to be a heavy weight. And you need protection and you need safety. And if that applies on the physical level, it applies also and especially on the spiritual level. Because after all, there is so much more that we've traveled through. There are so many more things that we've accumulated in our life. Our life has been inconsistent, and we've got things that are good and we've got things that are not so good in our memories and on our record and in our books. And all of that material can therefore be material that the devil will just simply come and use against us. We're open to attack, easily picked off, just the same way as we saw it when the children of Israel came out of Egypt and the Ammonites did the very same thing, picking off the weak ones around the edges. We see it in one animal attacking another herd of animals, pick off the weak and the young or the frail around the edges. So it is with the devil physically, and so it is with the devil spiritually. The devil will seek to pick us off because we're frail and weak. One of the problems of old age. And so we simply look for protection. We've known his protection in times past. We know his help there in verse 12. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. He knows the help the Lord has given him and been to him in times past. And now he's praying that he might know it, that he might be aware of it more so now in old age. There's no variation in the help that the Lord God gives. The Lord's commitment to his people is the same the first time we come to know him as when we've gone on in the Christian path. But what the psalmist is here wanting is something that he might be aware of. The strength and the protection of the Lord is always there round about his people all the time, all the day long. But just now, the psalmist wants to know it and to be comfortable and confident in that knowledge because he's aware of his weakness. He wants the Lord to be his habitation, to be his rock, to be his fortress. There you have it described in verse 3. These are the things that he longs for, the protection that conjures up for him in a spiritual domain. What is the protection? What is the protection that he wants to be aware of? What's the protection that every believer wants to be aware of? Let me just simply suggest three words that might cover it. We want the protection of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we have the promise that the blood of Jesus Christ covers a multitude of sins. So we want that blood round about us, the same way as it was applied in the Old Testament Passover and the people of Israel went free. Where he sees the blood, he passes over. So also we want that same protection to be aware more and more of these things that the devil will rake up from our past. That we want the blood to be applied to them to silence their accusation against us. We want the protection. We want to be aware of that blood. We want to be aware of God's word. Yes, what is it that we can hold on? We can hold on to today. We are living today where relativism is more and more and more the in vogue thing. There's no such thing as an absolute. There's no such thing as a pen in the ground, an absolute principle you can hold on to. People think of everything as being shifting and moving up to debate and discussion every day whenever the situation arises. But we know that God's word is solid, substantial. It's a foundation on which we stand. It's an anchor for our soul. And we want more of that as we grow old. And perhaps the third area where we want to be aware of God's protection about us. Remember what we just said there about our great high priest. And remember the example of Peter when the Lord spoke to him, I have prayed for you. The old Christian wants to know more and more of the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ enveloping and surrounding to protect against that very thing that Peter was to experience. The sifting and the testing by the devil. Oh yes, the devil goes fishing and he wants to land something of our past sin. The devil goes digging and he wants to unearth that which is hidden. The devil goes accusing and he wants to shout louder over things that are inconsistent. But we want protection. We want to know the everlasting arms of God round about. We want to know God as a refuge. We want to know that protection which he alone gives to his own. The problem one of the problems of old age. I want to know more of that protection. I want to know and be aware of it, and the security that God gives to his people. Yes, one problem of old age that the psalmist addresses here: protection. But another problem of old age that we are all aware of: loneliness. Old age, because of what we said, brings its own restrictions. And again, verse 9 brings it home to us: cast me not off in the time of old age. With the passing of the years, there is also the passing of friends and of families. They either move away or they pass away. And when it comes to retirement on our own part, that may mean moving away ourselves from where we've been for so long. And we leave a lot of acquaintances behind. And that breeds loneliness. And it's multiplied because we're not out and about as we once were. Being alone, we've got more and more of the day to fill every day. And you can only do so much around the house or in the garden or with the car. You can only do so much when it only becomes repetitious. Loneliness. And the psalmist is asking that God would stay with him in these declining years. Oh my God, again verse 12, oh my God, be not far from me. Be not far from me. He's asking that the fellowship with the Lord would not go the same as the fellowship with others. Others might move on, others might go away. You might be left behind and you feel exposed and you feel lonely, and because of that you're open to attack, as we've been describing already. And maybe the thoughts come to us just the same way as the words were said to David. Look at verse 11. Mine enemies, what do they say? God has forsaken him. Persecute him and take him, for there is none to deliver him. There's their assessment of where David is. He's on his own. He's a lonely old man. God has passed him by. Because? Maybe because he's been too bad. Or maybe because he's too old. That's the way people will be thinking with David. And they've got similar kind of thoughts against the Christians still today. And these are the very thoughts that can be used by the devil against us. Oh, you're too old. God's not interested in you anymore. Look at the way you've lived and the things you've done in your life. Do you think God's going to look down upon you now with all of that bad record against you? And all of these simply magnify our loneliness. Yes, it's a problem. Loneliness. But again, we've got what we said there a moment ago, the protection of God's word round about us. And what is it we're told? I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we've known the Lord's presence, and if we've known fellowship with him on a precious scale and in precious experiences in the past, if we've known God's presence with us, ministering to us, when everything else was blocked out, and it was just you and God alone, and these moments were precious to your soul, these things haven't gone away. And that God has not changed. He's still the same. The psalmist is going to put himself in the place to experience these things again. If you go through the psalm, you'll find that there's one word is repeated several times. It's the word continually. Verse 3. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Verse 6. By thee have I been holden up from my youth, for thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. By my praise shall be continually of thee. Then again down to verse 14. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. He is putting himself in the place where he can know and experience blessings from the Lord. Because time can be on our hands in old age, this loneliness, yes, it can make us impatient. We are waiting there 10 minutes before the appointed hour, and we come sometimes impatient that others aren't ready like we're ready. And it becomes more and more difficult to wait when we come old. But here we're told that he will hope continually. He is waiting and waiting and waiting still for what God has planted in his soul and has held before him and has given to him years ago, a hope of glory and of being with the Lord Jesus Christ. Loneliness. It comes in old age. Yes. If you go back to Psalm 27 and the end of that Psalm, verse 10, we're told there that even when father and mother are taken from us, our nearest and our dearest, truly that's loneliness in its stark colours. But we're told there in Psalm 27 that the Lord fills that vacuum. There is indeed a painful hole left behind. And we're called upon to adjust. And we ask ourselves the question, will we ever cope? And what will possibly fill it? Loneliness comes with crushing weight in that particular situation, but in many others also. And here is the psalmist praying, Lord, be not far from me when this one or that one or any other such experience visits and knocks at my door. Loneliness. Another problem of old age. But there's one other problem of old age that I want to touch on briefly. And that is the problem of usefulness. We get old and our body becomes weaker. We're unable to do what we once did. We're unable to go out as we once did. We become more restful. The charitable way of describing it, perhaps. We're not able to attack life as we once were able to. And that is multiplied and it builds up and it sometimes discourages us. And here is the psalmist. Read what he says in verse 15 again. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I don't know how many days are left to me. I don't know what I've left in the magazine of life. I don't know what's left in my diary. I don't know how long the book is to run for. I don't know. And I don't know how useful I'm going to be. But the prayer is that whatever length of time is given to me, Lord, I want it to count for you. Verse 18. But also when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Usefulness. That's what he's wanting, because he sees it under threat with the coming of old age. When we sit down in a moment, does it make any difference? We don't have to be way on in years. All that we've got to know is the passing of the years, and we sometimes ask ourselves the question, birthdays, anniversaries, New Year's or whatever, we ask the question, my life is passing. What have I done? What have I achieved? And sometimes these questions make us give up on the will of life. We shrink in on ourselves and we allow our body and we allow our mind just simply to melt away. And we turn and accept things as they are. We might not have strength in our legs, but we can still open our mouth. We may not be able to use our arms, but we can still use our tongue. We may not be able to move about as we once were able to move about, but we can still write a letter. We can still speak. Yes, Granny, a Christian Granny, can have the family gather where she is. It was once the case that she went where they were. But now it's full circle and succeeding generations come to where Granny is. And Granny is able to speak and share of Christian things to generations to come. Usefulness. Yes, it might not be physical and active as it once was, but it is still profitable spiritually. Because we can speak to men of the great things that God has done. That's what we have there in verse 15. Turn full circle now. They come to us instead of us going to them. Speak to men. But also we can speak to the Lord. We can pray for them. We have families, we have friends, we have generations that are spreading out in different places. They're going far and they're going near. And all that we can do is simply embrace them in our prayers. Family, friends, we can gather them together. When there's a decision to be made, when there's a problem arises, when there's a difficulty comes, we can pray for them and bring them before the Lord, asking that the Lord would become close to them. Usefulness. Usefulness in a different way as the years go on. That's the problems that are mentioned for us here in the Psalm. That's a mirror in which we can see something of ourselves. There we have an answer the Lord gives us for our own problems, for our own troubles. Every trouble and problem that arises with the different passing of the years and the phases of life, these things are but an opportunity to know the Lord better and better. But knowing the Lord must start now. And the sooner it starts, the better. Because the more that we know of the Lord and the longer we journey in His company, the more of a foundation we will have for these golden years. What we will be then is determined by what we do now. And what is vital and what is important for us is not, it's not that we add years to our life. That's not vital and that's not important. Not that we add years to our life. What's more important is that we add life to our years. Make our time count, even in old age. Others might be fading and falling away, but the psalmist speaks about like being the green bay tree, flourishing, producing, testifying, speaking of the Lord. There's one thing that an old Christian has. One thing an old Christian has more and more and more of. An old Christian has a deep inner peace. A passage, a text that's been very much in my mind as we've prepared for today is Romans 8 chapter 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And I couldn't help but think of when you go on holiday, you leave everything behind and everything is so laid back and restful and everything is peaceful and enjoyable because it's all a way back there. But when you're on holiday, you've got to go back and face it when you come home. But when you trust and commit to the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to come back to face it. It's been dealt with by Christ fully, finally, completely. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And that applies in youth, middle age, and yes, in old age also. For old age, for many round about us in society today, old age is but a fading pile of memories. But for the Christian, it's a growing realization of hope to be with the Lord in glory. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Let us pray. O Lord, our gracious God, we bless Thy name for the wonder of Thy gracious dealings with us. We bless Thy name for the way in which Thou dost look down upon us with love in the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless Thee for the innumerable gifts we've received from Thine hand. And O Lord, our invitation is that others would join with us. And even in sunset days, we are still on mercy's ground. And we pray, Lord, that Thou would speak to young and to old alike this day, calling us to Thyself. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. We mentioned there Psalm 25. I want us therefore to go there for our closing song of praise. Psalm 25. And we're going to sing from verse 4 through to verse 7. And as we read it and as we sing it, relate it to what we've just been thinking about. Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Thy paths, O teach Thou me. And do Thou lead me in Thy truth, therein my teacher be. For Thou art God that dost to me salvation send, and I upon Thee all the day expecting to attend. Thy tender mercies, Lord, I pray Thee to remember, and loving kindnesses, for they have been of old forever. My sins and faults of youth do Thou, O Lord, forget. After Thy mercy think on me, and for Thy goodness great. Psalm 25, verses 4 through 7. Show me Thy ways, O Lord. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship, communion, and blessing of the Holy Spirit rest upon and abide with you all. Amen.